I mean, I don't know. Not P.O.L. happiest, but... I mean, it says if their story still has to be told, the little kid... Little boy, 10, 11, whatever years old. It's like you're in fifth grade or something. There you are. At home with your parents and your friends, and all of a sudden your parents tell you, we will send you to this wonderful school on the other side of the world called Mayapur. It's the finest in the world. And no, I don't want to go. I live here with you and my friends. No, because here we don't have such a fine school, and then you can't go in the school of the demons. And then finally they managed to get the little child there, and there'll be a nice, and gonna fly, and there is in India, this completely strange place, and look how nice it is here, and you see so many new friends you can get here. And the teachers there, they're so advanced devotees. Such a nice school. And then... yeah, these sannyasis and... wow. And then you get called into the room of the sannyasi to give him massage, and it turns out not to be the kind of massage you thought. And when you're at night sleeping, then some older boy comes crawling up on you, and it hurts and it's horrible and terrible. So afraid, and you can't say it, you can't tell anyone, because you're alone in the world. Your parents are on the other side of the planet, and you know, if you tell anyone, then you're thrown out, and they stand alone, no place to sleep even. And then getting called into that sannyasi, one of the most respectable ones, wise man, to give him his massage, and he decides to massage you and do strange things. And there is no way out. And then again, we can just tell the story of that sannyasi. A bit of a... bully in school, and heavy New York kid when he was young, and street smart. Not that bright, but he could get things together. And then he joins that ISKCON, comes to the temple, gets prasad and gets hooked and joins and because he's a bit of a bully and knows how to play the game and that he's soon playing with the big boys, big boys game, and go to India and well, you can stay there and get an important position and you're one of the leaders. But then your character catches up with you. Lust and temptations and anger, frustration. These stupid kids and Bengalis and blah, blah, blah. As Indian often do behind the screen. I mean, as Westerners often do. You know, these Indians can't stand them, these Bengalis. There's a whole other scene going on there behind the screen, backstage. So I mean, I have no idea if this should or could fit in a book that I know, but if we want to make it dark too, we should, to show really the reality there and not to discredit ISKCON, but to just, I don't know if. And it should be done. Probably not. But anyway, everything should be written respectfully and not really incriminate any organization, but just tell stories of people, because this becomes like that. Well, otherwise, that it does incriminate ISKCON probably. So I will get the entire ISKCON against me also. But the story is there. What to say?